And Janava Devi is a mysterious personality, actually, not easy to understand. Especially, again, when we apply our intelligence, we'll fall short of being able to understand her. Because Lord Balaram, he serves Krishna. He's the servant to Godhead. He said that Krishna expands to the first manifestation, as we heard Lord Nityananda, is Balaram. And Balaram wishes to serve Krishna in every way. He's completely dedicated himself to serving Krishna. He's no different than Krishna, but he's meant for serving Krishna. That's his mood. So he can serve Krishna in the mood of like an older brother, parentally, like a friend. He can serve Krishna in various ways, but it's not possible or practical, being his older brother, that he can serve Krishna in the mood of when Krishna is with Srimati Radharani, because it's rasa-basa, the overlapping moods. So Balaram himself, he appears in the form of Ananga Manjari, who's Srimati Radharani's younger sister. And in that form, Balaram serves here. In that form, Lord Balaram serves. In a female form, he serves. So this Ananga Manjari is very extraordinary personality, because actually she is not the energy of Lord Balaram like we have Radha Krishna. Radha and his energy is Krishna, and his energy is Radha. It's like it is Balaram himself in the form of Ananga Manjari. So likewise in Gaura Leela, when Lord Nityananda appears, he comes with his consort Janava Devi. And Janava Devi is Ananga Manjari. So this is Janava's baitak, Janava's sitting place here. And those... Oh, thank you. Whoa. There we go. Just see. Wow. More and more. Wow, that's so cooling. Wow. Gosh. Wow, thank you. Don't put your ear in the wrong direction or you'll get a purified ear. Fantastic. Wow. Thank you so much. No one can complain about this. Thank you, Saradiya. So, when Ananga Manjari, who's serving Radharani... Whoa, that was a good one. Boy, this is better than a bath. Thank you. Jai. Nityananda Prabhu Janava Devi ki jai. Balaram Ananga Manjari ki jai. Okay, so let's go back to Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari, she also has her place where she serves and for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And as we said, the eight gopis we saw in Mayapur, they have their kunjas or their little gardens all around Radha Kund. But Ananga Manjari has hers right in the center. And it's like a beautiful crystal lotus. It's covered in jewels. And there's a bridge that joins the outer center round Radha Kund to this beautiful island in the middle. And that bridge comes from right here. And that's why this section here juts out. Even though this is, you could say, a man-made entity, but still this is the transcendental place that the pathway over to Ananga Manjari's Kund exists. And Ananga Manjari coming as Janava Devi, she takes her bath right here and she bathes down in that secluded area, and she stayed for some time here. So Janava Devi became the worshipper of Gopinath. Inside you'll see on the altar, really beautifully kept, you can see Krishna in the middle, just like we have at home, very small. One gopi on one side, one gopi on the other. And the side which usually is where Radharani is sitting. In this case, Radharani is not sitting there, but Janava Devi herself is standing there. And Radharani is on the side where Lalita Devi is standing on our altar. So So instead of being Radha next to Radha Shyam, that's Ananga Manjari. And the Sai Vilalita is, that's Radharani. And this 1, 2, 3 is only seen in the places of Radha Gopinath, where the deity Radha Gopinath from Vrindavan traveled on his way to Jaipur. Yes. Karoli, no. Jaipur. Radha Gopinath is in Jaipur. Who's been to Jaipur and seen Radha Gopinath? One? No one else?
Oh, I'll have to do that next year.
Oh my goodness. Two? No one else? You will have to include a visit to Jaipur next year. I've heard that it's very easy to go via train. You go on a train and you go straight there and you come straight back. So then, Radha Gopinath, Gopinath revealed himself to Janavadevi underneath this tree, this Tamal tree. And that's why the worship of Radha Gopinath takes place just here. Now, we can, if we want, we can all individually go down those stairs a little bit because the pandas have moved to the larger group of devotees. And we can take a little sprinkling of water. We're minimalists here. So we can have a quieter darshan. We should all take some water there, from there, and then we should sit together and figure out what is the best plan so that we can move separately of the larger kirtan party.
So,
That would be best, yeah. Or if we knew, that's what I was saying, Keshava, maybe you can find out where they're going. Because if they're going certain district,